Hello, everyone. Donald Trump's Liberation Day just got squashed. The Supreme Court on February 20th denied by a 6-3 decision the Trump administration's power to impose tariffs under the 1977 International Economic Emergency Powers Act. The ruling invalidates tariffs for around one quarter of all imports to the U.S., those from about 20 countries plus the European Union. Justice John Roberts, speaking for the majority, rejected the government's argument that the act, quote, gives the president power to unilaterally impose unbounded tariffs and change them at will. That view would represent a transformative expansion of the president's authority over tariff policy. No president has ever made such a claim, said Roberts. The tariffs, quote, extend beyond the president's legitimate reach. Trump reacted with characteristic outrage, personally attacking the majority, two of whom he appointed, and essentially accusing the six justices of treason. It seems that his immediate policy response was dictated by vengeance, a 10% across-the-board tariff increase on all countries, which he extended to 15% a day later. But the trade laws provision under which that policy was made limits the effect to 150 days, after which Congress must decide to extend it. No matter, Trump has plenty of other options under U.S. trade law. Among them are tariffs on certain sectors in the interest of national security, tariffs imposed for unfair trade practices, and tariffs to counter countries that uniquely discriminate against the U.S. Trump is clearly determined to show that no Supreme Court decision is going to hamstring him in his determination to have absolute control over tariff policy. That presents Republicans with another Trump-induced choice: whether to stay the course and let Trump work his will, try to reinstate the high tariffs by legislation, or abandon the party in the interest of consumers and small businesses that have been hard hit by the tariffs. After all, the politics of tariffs rests on their cost in prices, inflation, and jobs. Elections are coming. Some Republicans have revolted against House Leader Mike Johnson's effort to keep everyone in line behind Trump. Half a dozen Republicans voted with Democrats this month to repeal tariffs on Canada. House Democrats are preparing other resolutions to challenge Trump's tariffs. Chuck Grassley of Iowa supported the legislative route. "I've made clear Congress needs to reassert its constitutional role over commerce," he said. He was no doubt responding to the critique of Congress by Justice Neil Gorsuch, who reminded this dysfunctional body that while, quote, it can be tempting to bypass Congress when some pressing problem arises, as Trump has attempted, the deliberative nature of the legislative process was the whole point of its design. But the Republican majority isn't listening. Democrats are having a field day. Senator Tim Kaine, who has led the Senate in 4 votes seeking to repeal Trump's tariffs, celebrated the ruling, quote, "The Supreme Court did its job here in upholding the bedrock principle of separation of powers. Congress must step up and do the same on tariffs, war powers, and many other issues." Governor Gavin Newsom of California said these tariffs were nothing more than an illegal cash grab that drove up prices and hurt working families. "Every dollar unlawfully taken must be refunded immediately, with interest. Cough up," said Newsom. Will the government refund importers for the fees it charged? Will taxpayers be repaid for the excess prices they paid due to the tariffs? How will foreign governments that concluded or are in the process of negotiating trade deals respond to the ruling? India, Indonesia, Japan, and South Korea all made significant concessions to the U.S. to get lower tariffs, only to find that had they waited, they would have gotten lower tariffs without having to promise huge investments in the U.S., or low to no tariffs on imports of U.S. products. Several governments cut deals with the U.S. at the sacrifice of domestic stability. India was one. A former Indian trade official said that the Supreme Court's ruling, quote, should prompt India to re-examine its trade deal, which had required it to double its imports of American goods. Indonesia's just-concluded trade deal with the U.S. allows in U.S. goods tariff-free in return for a 19% duty on Indonesian imports to the U.S. The Indonesian government might want to revisit that arrangement now. The European Union was on the verge of a trade deal with Trump. It may hesitate to ratify it. Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrats' leader in the House, wrote on X that the Supreme Court's decision is, quote, another crushing defeat for the wannabe king. Trump should have seen this one coming. 64% of Americans dislike his tariff policy. few people have been persuaded by the Trumpian argument that tariffs are paid for by foreigners. Not even the Supreme Court's conservative majority, which has gone along with so many elements of Trump's power grab, could accept that a president's weaponization of tariffs may bypass congressional authority under the law. Trump's Republican cronies in Congress had better pay attention, since Trump clearly will not. "I don't have to work with Congress," says Trump. "I have the right to do tariffs." Spoken like a wannabe king. I'm Mel Gertow for the Global Citizen. Thanks for listening.